What if the dramatic rise in autism, ADHD, and learning disabilities isn't about multiple separate disorders, but one fundamental problem we've been missing? Picture a generation where 1 in 68 children has autism, compared to 1 in 10,000 just decades ago. ADHD diagnoses have surged 42% in 8 years. 20% of students struggle with learning disabilities. Behind these staggering numbers lies a revolutionary insight. These seemingly different conditions share a common root cause. The culprit is functional disconnection syndrome, an electrical imbalance between the brain's hemispheres that disrupts communication and creates the behavioral, social, and learning challenges we've been labeling as separate disorders. Think of it like two musicians playing out of tempo. Each might be skilled individually, but when they can't synchronize, the music falls apart. When one brain hemisphere develops faster than the other, the stronger side begins dominating and essentially ignoring its weaker partner. This disconnection, not a chemical imbalance requiring lifelong medication, explains why so many children struggle. Research confirms this understanding. Studies show direct correlations between balance problems and academic performance. Brain imaging reveals that children with autism have significant motor delays, right hemisphere deficiencies, and abnormal connectivity between hemispheres. Most encouragingly, intensive targeted intervention creates new white matter in children's brains, physically improving communication pathways. The brain can rewire itself when given the right stimulation, a truth that fundamentally challenges the notion that these conditions are permanent disabilities. Your baby isn't born with a finished brain. While approximately 100 billion neurons exist at birth, they're just beginning their extraordinary journey of connecting and forming the foundation for thinking, feeling, communicating, and learning. Brain development starts about 40 days after conception, with neurons multiplying at up to 250,000 per minute. By birth, only vital functions are wired. The first year sees explosive growth. By age 2, 80% of the brain is intact. By 6, it reaches nearly 90% of adult size with approximately 1 quadrillion synapses. These connections require both fuel and stimulation. Without stimulation, brain cells literally degenerate and die. Studies of Romanian orphanages tragically demonstrated this. Unstimulated babies developed significantly smaller brains. The brain develops from bottom to top and side to side, but hemispheres don't grow simultaneously. After birth, the right hemisphere develops first, helping babies interpret their world. Around age 3, the left hemisphere takes over, building language skills upon right brain foundations. This alternating pattern continues throughout childhood. When timing gets disrupted through birth complications, environmental toxins, or lack of stimulation, one hemisphere can fall behind, creating a brain out of sync. Children with brain imbalance display distinctive warning signs. Poor body awareness tops the list. They struggle with proprioception, not knowing where they are in space. They're physically awkward, have terrible balance, and may never master bicycle riding. Some ignore their left side, visually missing the left half of words. Without this internal body mapping, they can't develop normal emotional relationships. You can't connect with others when you can't properly feel yourself. Motor skill deficits appear universally. These children reach milestones late or develop unusual patterns, like bottom scooting. Subtle signs include head tilts, inward turning feet, and knock knees. Primitive reflexes that should disappear by 12 months often persist, signaling developmental timing issues. Eye coordination problems manifest as lazy eye or poor tracking ability. Social struggles occur despite genuine friendliness because these children can't read body language, facial expressions, or tone, the foundation of all social interaction. When mirror neurons fail, children cannot distinguish emotional expressions, leading to socially unacceptable behaviors. Sensory processing abnormalities appear in at least one sense. Some children are hypersensitive, covering ears at normal sounds or rejecting hugs. Others become impossibly picky eaters. Children with autism often struggle integrating simultaneous visual and auditory information, like watching a badly dubbed foreign movie where nothing quite syncs up. Understanding which hemisphere is struggling reveals your child's specific challenges. The right brain provides our big picture view, controlling large muscles, balance, and spatial awareness. It interprets body language and facial expressions, the foundation of socialization, and processes emotions, enabling self-awareness and empathy. Think of it as the brake pedal, controlling attention and impulse inhibition. Children with right hemisphere deficits show poor muscle tone, odd walking patterns, and frequent falls. They struggle with friendships, are extremely picky eaters, and while reading words brilliantly, they miss meaning. They display poor attention, impulsivity, anxiety, and compulsive behaviors, often developing autoimmune disorders like allergies and asthma. These deficiencies typically manifest as behavior problems, often beginning prenatally with excessive movement. These babies struggle with breastfeeding and sleep, yet show advanced intelligence. As toddlers, they're hyperactive but learn rapidly despite delayed speech. They start school reading impressively, but teachers soon complain about disruptive behavior. Around fourth grade, comprehension issues emerge. The left hemisphere processes details, controls fine motor skills and speech production, and handles reading, writing, and speaking. As the conscious, logical side, it excels at math and systematic thinking. Think of it as the gas pedal, propelling us forward with motivation. Children with left brain deficiencies appear shy, withdrawn, and unmotivated, with delayed speech and language difficulties. They struggle with reading, spelling, and handwriting. While socially aware and emotionally attuned, they often feel overwhelmed. Despite academic struggles, they excel athletically and are well-liked, though prone to chronic infections. Unlike right-brain-deficient children, they start as easy kids who struggle academically, with frustration emerging around fourth grade when academics intensify. The Brain Balance Program uses a three-pillar approach that corrects hemisphere imbalances rather than masking symptoms. Comprehensive testing identifies the weak hemisphere, then targeted exercises strengthen these areas and synchronize both sides. The sensory motor component targets the weaker hemisphere through spinning, balance training, eye coordination, and stimulation of smell, hearing, and touch. Exercises must be performed slowly and purposefully, especially when combining physical and mental tasks. The neuroacademic component addresses learning deficits by targeting the weaker hemisphere's processing abilities. Right brain deficits require exercises in big picture thinking, comprehension, and nonverbal communication. Left brain deficits need work on phonological awareness, detail processing, and verbal skills. The bio-nutritional component identifies food sensitivities, often dairy and wheat, that worsen symptoms, using elimination and rotation diets. Nutritional supplements, particularly essential fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, and digestive enzymes, support brain development. The results are remarkable. 12-year-old Laura with incurable Asperger's began smiling after 3 weeks. Soon, she was sleeping in her bed, wearing jeans and jewelry, and walking confidently with friends. 10-year-old Patrick's severe OCD stabilized within 1 month. His fears vanished, and his oral expression skills jumped 10 grade levels. The surge in childhood neurological disorders isn't inevitable. It's largely environmental. Yale researchers found improved diagnosis explains less than half the autism increase. A Stanford twin study revealed environmental factors account for nearly 60% of autism risk, while genetics influence only 40%. Modern lifestyle practices, birth complications, medication exposure, environmental toxins, sedentary habits, and excessive screen time are driving this epidemic. Today's children are the most physically unfit generation in history. Reduced physical activity decreases muscle tone, especially in postural muscles, which directly reduces brain stimulation in centers for higher learning. Each hour preschoolers watch TV increases ADHD risk by 10%. Computer games often stimulate only the left brain while inhibiting right frontal lobes, critical for attention and social skills. Here's the profound truth. The brain can heal. Its remarkable plasticity, its ability to physically and chemically reorganize when properly stimulated, makes recovery possible. Over 20,000 children have completed Brain Balance with remarkable results, many advancing multiple grade levels within 3 months, numerous no longer meeting diagnostic criteria for their original conditions. Your child's brain imbalance isn't a life sentence. It's a correctable condition.